Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. We pray every day to Hashem to help us make teshuvah. V'hachzirenu b'tshuvah shelema lefanecha. We want a complete teshuvah so that we'll be able to be lefanecha, close to Hashem, right in front of Him. At this time, we want teshuvah even more. Although it's up to us to do, Hashem could help us. And prayer is the way to access that help. If we put a little more focus now on the words we're saying when asking for help with teshuvah, the tefillah will become so much more effective. Prayer brings siyata dishmaya. And with siyata dishmaya, we could accomplish anything. A rabbi told me, in the summertime, he and his family rent a bungalow in the Catskill Mountains. For most of the summer, he drives back and forth to Brooklyn during the week to tend to his community. But from Tisha B'Av until Rosh Chodesh Elul, he is always there in the mountains straight through. This past summer, out of the ordinary, he was called to come back to Brooklyn for a couple of meetings during that time period, and that was supposed to be his vacation. He drove back on a Monday night to be ready for the meetings on early Tuesday morning. After he prayed Shacharit, he wanted to grab some breakfast before the meeting. His house was basically on empty, so he decided to go to the bagel store, a place he rarely goes to. While he was there on the line, he saw a young boy in front of him, dressed in shorts and a t-shirt. He wasn't wearing a kippah or tzitzit. The rabbi thought for a moment. Maybe he should introduce himself and then invite the boy to come to a class. And then he thought, who am I to get involved in everyone's lives? Let me just keep to myself. As he was having this internal struggle, he suddenly had a feeling that he had to grab this opportunity. So he stuck his hand out to shake the boy's hand and said, "Hi, I'm Rabbi so-and-so." The boy said hello to the rabbi with a smile. The rabbi then asked him what grade he was in. The boy said he's going into high school. The rabbi asked, which school? The rabbi replied with the name of a local public school. The boy replied with the name of a local public school. The rabbi was taken aback. He asked the boy if he went to Yeshiva Elementary School, to which the boy replied, yes. The rabbi then asked him, so why aren't you attending their high school? He said he didn't get accepted. The rabbi then suggested four other schools that this boy could go to. A couple of them, he said, he wasn't accepted to, and a couple of them weren't for him. This rabbi happened to start a new school 4 years ago for boys just like this. He then asked the boy, if I find you the right yeshiva high school that you would be happy with, would you want to go? The boy said, yes, definitely. I would much rather go there. The rabbi called the boy's mother and asked if she would come to see the school. They scheduled a meeting that night in Brooklyn for 8:45. Once the rabbi was there, he organized a class for his students at 8. The mother walked in a few minutes early with her son and saw the rabbi learning with his boys. She told her son, look at all those boys. They're dressed like just like you with shorts and t-shirts. And you know that boy. He's your friend. This looks like a good place for you. P.S. They were very happy with that yeshiva. And Baruch Hashem, this boy is currently attending yeshiva high school there. The rabbi told me, it's amazing. From one hello in the bagel store, I potentially changed this boy's entire future. I was touched by this story, and I started to think, how is it that a couple of weeks before school begins, this boy has the zechut for a rabbi to come over to him and save him from public school? Very likely, there was someone praying for him, whether it was himself, whether it was his mother, whether it was his grandmother. It must have been someone at some time praying for his spiritual welfare. Look what Hashem did for him. He brought the rabbi from the Catskills to Brooklyn at a time when he's never there. He directed him to go to the bagel store, which is also a place he never goes to. And then he put a feeling inside of him to approach the boy and offer his help. That is complete siyata dishmaya. We could pray for others. We could pray for ourselves. Hashem is rotze b'tshuva. He desires us to make teshuva. And a heartfelt prayer for help is sure to bear fruit. Have a great day.